Hey everybody, Renee here, coming to you from Good Enough Mother World headquarters with another installment of Quick Questions. You know how this works. You write in with a question, I'm going to give it a read and give you my answer real quick, like down and dirty, just the way we like it. This next group of questions is all about marriage, so let's get started. From Mary in Provincetown, she says, when you and Buff argue, do you have any ground rules? My husband's and my arguments are getting out of control. Well, we rarely have knockdown, drag-out arguments, but, you know, we have tense conversations, if you will. I think one of the really important things about arguing is to remember that, number one, you both want the same thing, which is a resolution to the issue. And number two, I think you have to be nice. You can get your point across without being nasty. And the thing that I think is just completely below the belt is when you get personal, you call names, and there's just no room for that kind of talk in a relationship with someone who you profess to love and cherish. So I think it's important to remember to fight fair. That would be my advice. Samantha in Colorado says, what do you think is the secret to a strong marriage? Well, I would say trust, but that's what everybody else says. So I'm going to say space. I think you need to always have an appreciation for the other person. And you can't appreciate the other person if they're always underfoot. So I think you both need to have interests that are your own and that you can cultivate on your own so that when you do come together, you freaking have something to talk about. So I think space is a big one. From Elsa in Philadelphia, my husband insists on having one night out with his friends each week. I don't like it, and I think the wives should come along too. He says he needs a space. What do you say? Oh, Elsa, I would have to defer to the answer I just gave to Samantha. Absolutely give that man one night a week. Oh my gosh, please. And you know what? The next night, you need to go out. You need to go out with your girlfriends and go do whatever it is you want to do. I don't care if you go to McDonald's and have a cup of coffee. But you will leave him alone with the kids while you go out and do whatever it is you're going to do. But I think this is about keeping your sanity. Why do you want to be with him all the time? I don't want to be with my husband all the time. I want to be with my friends. I want to do other things. Just because I got married doesn't mean that I don't still have interests that are outside of my husband. I think it's a mistake for you to assume that he doesn't want to be with you as much as he just wants to be with them. Carol in Maine says, what do you know after 17 years of marriage that you wish you'd known before? I wished I had known, I mean really known, how much work it was going to be. But honestly, I don't think as you're standing at the altar, you understand really what that means and the amount of digging in that you have to do to make a relationship work. And everybody says, oh, a relationship is 50-50. No, you really have to give 100% and the other person has to give 100%. And it's hard. That's not to say it's not rewarding or fulfilling. But it is difficult. And from Nikki in Texas, she says, my 21-year-old daughter wants to marry her 23-year-old boyfriend. I think they're too young, but his family doesn't believe in cohabitation. What do you suggest? Okay, Nikki, if I were you, I would chain myself to the doors of the church so that these two didn't get married at 21 and 23. It sounds like there might be some bigger issues involved here. If he's 23 years old and still living for his family, I'm not sure that your daughter really needs to be caught up in that. And maybe that's a conversation you should have with her. I look at the person I was at 35 and even the person I am at 48 and marvel at how drastically different they are than the woman I was at 21. I shudder to think of what my life would be and how I would have turned out if I'd married some of the guys that I was dating in my early 20s. I just think that's so young. Would I have gone on and accomplished all of the things that I had? Would I be as set in my ways? Would my voice be as strong? I don't know. It's hard to say. Like I said, I would not feel comfortable if my daughter came to me and said she wanted to get married at 21 to her boyfriend who's 23. All right, that wraps up this edition of Quick Questions. Remember, if you have a question or a series of questions, you can drop us a line at admin@goodenoughmother.com and we'll see what we can do. Until next time, remember everybody, imperfection is the new black. Thank you.